Mini episode 1018 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 1018. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Better Call Saul episode 4.5. Here's our top five developments coming out of episode 4.4. Number five, Jimmy discovered the utility of burner phones after taking a job to sidestep Kim's hints of therapy. The younger McGill brother was baffled but threatened by his girlfriend's suggestion since he refuses to admit to himself that anything is wrong with him. Once he got into this very slow-paced job, he then found himself troubled by his idle mind in the same way that Mike did in the same episode. This past episode, perhaps more than any other in the show's history, revealed adjustments in the attitudes of key characters that will have long-range consequences, and those adjustments will loom large in the character trajectories that we see in the second half of the season. Number four, Gus continues to work a master plan that Nacho impressed him by deciphering. Alone among the major characters in Better Call Saul, the Chicken Man is a finished product psychology. We can already see him as the man that he will be for the rest of his life. His arc, perhaps more than anyone else's, is limited, because we know that he'll be dealing with all of the major players in the cartel all the way up to the time that he breaks out that magic bottle of tequila years later. The best parts of his story are the ones that occur between Hector's murder of his business partner and the start of the Better Call Saul timeline, and hopefully this season will fill in those gaps with flashbacks. Number three. Frustration with Mesa Verde, lingering trauma over her brush with death, and fear about Jimmy slipping away all combine to push Kim back into an unlikely courtroom. She's always buried herself in her work, and this is the case all the more so as her personal life moves to a more uncontrollable place. So she seeks the prospect of control back in a courtroom that would restore purpose to her work. But be careful what you wish for. Can't you just see her taking on a case that's going to get her entangled with Jimmy's new contacts in the criminal world? That wouldn't end well. Number two, a defeated Nacho realizes how screwed he is when his recovery from getting shot is interrupted by getting gravely wounded again. Of course, the twins didn't wait to hatch a plan before taking on an entire gang compound. They're the freaking twins. So Nacho had to go in and help, and right now it's a race to the bottom in terms of what's worse, his battered body or his battered psyche. He's in so far over his head right now, and completely at the tender mercies of Gustavo Fring. Number one, we learn what really drove Mike into Gus's employ. The fact that guilt about his son's death overwhelms him when his mind is at rest. It's always been something of a mystery why Mike spent his retirement years in such stressful criminal work when he could have simply relaxed and spent so much more time with his beloved granddaughter. But suddenly, the answer is much more clear. An idle mind forces him to reflect on the loss of his beloved son, for which he holds himself responsible. The Mike the Cleaner that we came to know on Breaking Bad never really fit in those grief counseling meetings, and now we see that dynamic manifested, as he launched himself from that setting with a vicious boom. In kissing off so forcefully the ways of coping that polite society recommends, Mike has inserted himself on a path that we know will prove fatal, cause heartbreak for his family, and even end up costing his granddaughter that ill-begotten fortune. It's a shame, but this is the path that we signed up to witness. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.